In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to be with you here at Palmer Memorial again, especially this Sunday in which we have come together to celebrate the sacraments and the mission that the Lord has shared with us. This is my third time in almost 1 year visiting Palmer Memorial, and that is good for bishops to visit frequently the parishes. It's great. Thank you to the Reverend Neil. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you, Reverend Alex and the vestry, for inviting me to be here and to preach today and share this weekend with you. The members of the Church of the Ascension in Costa Rica send their greetings of peace and hope in the resurrection of the Lord. Thank you for working with us doing mission trips in Costa Rica, especially in the Ascension. I can recognize some of you if I use my glasses. Yes, I recognize Scott and Abigail and Cindy and some of you working with us. Thank you very much for your ministry in Costa Rica. The people loved you, and I can recognize you because you have your shirts and not your suits and tie and all these vestments we use in the church. Yeah, and I recognize the people working on the site better than in the church. It has been over a year now since I was last with you all, and I am so excited to participate today on Serve Sunday. And let me say, I like the color you choose for the shirts a lot. Yeah? It's a different color. It's like a salmon or coral. I am not clear, or pink. I don't know. But this is very nice. I have my here. I'm ready. As a bishop, I take joy in visiting different churches, meeting new people, talking with them, and hearing their stories of family and faith. I feel fed and inspired when I see and hear about how God acts in our lives in different ways, sometimes everyday things, and sometimes miraculous, powerful, and inexplicable to our minds and human knowledge. One of the tasks for bishops, for me in particular, before every pastoral visit, include prayer, reflection, and getting to know the context. Always is important for me to arrive to the place before I am going to preach. The context. The context is very important for me. And this is the reason I arrived on Thursday, and I had good time to be around. And I can't forget to mention the preparation of the vestments. For bishops are very important. Cope, mitre, rochette, is this white, and chemire, chasubles, stoles, and we wear many vestments. And in each parish and diocese, it has its own custom and traditions for vestments. That is the reason because before this visit, I asked Reverend Alex about appropriate vestments for me to use today. And she said, rochette and chemire. That means red and white. These are not common vestments in Latin America, the rochette and chemire. This is more Anglican communion or here in U.S. It's very nice to see 200, 300 bishops in the National Cathedral wearing red and white, or in the Lambeth Conference, 800 and 900, red and white. But in Latin America means not necessarily much, especially when we have one bishop each diocese in Latin America. The last time I used them in Latin America was at an event when there were many children. And when they saw me dressed this way, some began to applaud and exclaim, "It is good to have clowns here this morning." was difficult for me to take that idea, but it's a different investment. Although these children had already seen me many times, it was the first time they saw me wearing these clothes. Depending on how we present ourselves to others, others are able to be recognized, but sometimes they are not. This morning, the gospel places us about 7 miles from Jerusalem, the evening of the resurrection day of the Lord. Two of his disciples, one named Cleopas and the other of whom we have no information, are headed for Jerusalem. Both were confused and lamenting all the events that had happened during the week of Jesus' passion and death. They are so confused and worried that they cannot recognize Jesus, who joined them and hears their cries. The scripture says that they could not recognize him because they had a veil over their eyes. It is not until the moment when Jesus reveals himself through the narration of the scriptures that they can recognize him and be in his presence. The two disciples share a transformative message. Our heart burned as we listen to his word. Personally, this passage reminds me of many moments in my ministry and the ministry of our church in Costa Rica. Jesus always takes the initiative and comes to us, but sometimes we cannot see him because we are more concerned in our own affairs than we are in the great signs of the building of the kingdom of God. Jesus is always providing the church with opportunities to reveal himself to us. That is why it is important to remove that veil from our eyes. Not so much for us to be able to see inside of our own sanctuaries, but for us to be able to focus on the mission towards the world that surrounds us. I can attest to how the Lord takes the initiative and how I have been able to see his transforming presence. 8 years ago, we opened the doors of the Church of the Ascension to a group of 8 women who were looking for a place to rent and to store their sewing machines with which they made their living. We gave them a space on the second level of the building. The second level, along with the whole church building, was not in very good condition. But we decided to offer what we could to the group as a part of our ministry. Before they moved, the group spoke with us about the reality. They were carrying a heavy load. They were HIV positive. They saw help in many places, including churches in that area. And everyone closed their doors on them. When I remember this, I am ashamed about how the churches can say no when we receive people with needs. What happened in that region? But we opened the doors in the Church of the Ascension. We did not have much to offer other than a small space in our building. But we had the people that through our faith, we can do great things. And through the love of God, everything is transformable. 8 years later, today, out of this small beginning, these women have organized and created an official association recognized in Costa Rica as Esperanza Viva, something like Esperanza Viva. And they have 250, most of whom are single mothers, heads of households, and have very little income. But what they also have is an enduring spirit and steadfast values. The women and their testimony have given the church a huge opportunity of service. This group of ladies, Esperanza Viva, have flooded our church with blessings. Last year, they signed an agreement with the World Bank to initiate a pilot project in all Central America, which they speak in public schools about HIV, prevention methods. In addition, in cooperation with the Episcopal Church, they move into a house that functions as a training center, a clinic, and micro-enterprise facility. Their lives have changed greatly thanks to the power of God. All of this was possible simply because we open our eyes and our doors and our hearts to these women who sought for help. Sometimes we believe we are doing small things, but for some people with need, that small things means a life transformation. And we are called to do that. The passage from the village of Emmaus tells us some very important things that happened in the lives of those two disciples. We see that Jesus is the one who takes the initiative and approaches those who follow him. And that he is always sending the church opportunities of service. He sent us people with different needs, sick to be healed, people without hope to be comforted, immigrants with no place to be safe, looking for a new life, and all these people of God expect from us concrete and visible actions. I always feel inspired when I see how the Lord prepares the way and the people for mission. 3 years ago, we began this relationship of companionship with Palmer Memorial. And together, we have been able to discover how God guides us and accompanies us along the way so that we can do mission together. Today we are celebrating Serve Sunday. And I am very excited to be here, really. I love to do manual labor work. As you know, I am a mechanical engineer, and always I try to do something practical and concrete. When I quit my job as a mechanical engineer, I was thinking, no more construction. Yeah? I was wrong. You know, the most important part of my ministry in Costa Rica is to build. It's to build and to rebuild. That build relationships and to build companion relationships has been a great experience. And I am excited because today we are going to do a practical work. A missionary work means practical things. How, with our gifts and skills, we can provide and we can contribute with life transformation. This is a missionary work. Especially focused today to work in Vita Living House. I see you there. As the disciples said in the presence of Jesus, my heart is burning when I can join Jesus. And through his word, he inspires us to bear witness to his resurrection through concrete missionary actions. Removing the veil from our eyes is an expression that invites the church to have a new perspective of our work and our actions, centralized not on itself, but on mission. Because in service and through service, we speak of hope and restoration. God bless you. Amen.